The idea of this event is to really keep our work going on renewable energy in Longmont. I think I've told you that the Longmont City Council passed a resolution committing the city to 100% renewable energy by 2030. That was in January. But, you know, this is a long-term effort, and I think that we need to find opportunities to continue to educate people about how we actually accomplish this goal and what the opportunities are. Also, the other focus of this event is to educate individuals about what individuals can do to move our homes, our cars, our lifestyles to more forms of renewable energy as well. So we're really excited about having the county, the city of Longmont, the Boulder County Sustainability Office, and some others talk about opportunities that exist to incentivize folks to move to more renewable energy in their own home.
How closely are you involved with the Platte River Power Authority, which provides electricity for Longmont? How closely are you involved with their efforts to get to that point? Because it's one thing to take a pledge, it's a whole other thing to put it in action.
Yes, definitely. Well, they are speaking. The CEO of the Platte River Power Authority is speaking, along with the public information officer. And we're really excited about the fact that they're going to be participating in the event and speaking at the event. We really see an advantage for Longmont that we do have a municipally owned co-op for our electric utility. That we are able to advocate for what Longmont wants within the context of the PRPA. And the mayor sits on the board along with, you know, a mayor appointee, Tom Bernardis, the head of Longmont Power and Communication, who will also be there to help us kick off the event in the morning and be there to answer questions throughout the day. So, yeah, I mean, I think we really, when Platte River Power Authority's responsibility is to the co-op members, which is Longmont, Fort Collins, Estes Park, and Loveland. And so we're also working regionally with the other towns, those three other towns, to make sure that, you know, all four of the towns are getting that message out to their representatives on the board as well, because this has to be a regional effort.
Abby, do you have a sense of how much renewables make up the Platte River Power Authority's current portfolio, given that there are 12 years now to get to this 100% renewable energy level by 2030? How far, give our listeners a sense of what that journey might look like in terms of where we are right now.
Well, right now they are, it depends on what data you look at and how you analyze it. The PRPA says that they're at like 30% renewable energy right now, but that includes hydroelectric power. And so if you look at the solar and wind, they really do have a long way to go. The last data that I saw only had them at 3% solar. So there's really so much opportunity to expand that capacity. And they are actually doing that and taking steps in that direction, which is good news. We did put out an RFP for a solar contract. So we're excited to see the results of that and the bids come in for that. And then also on wind, they announced plans to build some more wind capacity as well. And so I think that our message is resonating that wind and solar are the cheaper and cleaner alternatives to coal-fired power plants. And you know, part of this long-term goal of ours too is within it to try to advocate to close the Rawhide coal plant, because it's the third biggest polluter in the state of Colorado, and right up the road from us. And so, you know, the more that I think local residents can be informed and involved and engaged in advocating for cleaner energy, I think the better chances we have of trying to see these things through, because it is going to take time. We can't just flip a switch and overnight expect major, you know, changes in our energy system to occur. I mean, we need planning. There's a lot of like really exciting technological innovations that are happening with battery storage, but as well as market forces that are driving the prices of battery storage down. And so all of those are just so exciting to see. But it's, none of that is going to happen unless the people are educated and involved. And that's just so exciting to me and about the movement that we've been able to build in Longmont.